Thank you all for coming out tonight for the ribbon cutting, for this special occasion. We're so excited about having this program, and I'm speaking for the principals. Sometimes it's hard to find things to keep our students engaged, and we have an awesome program that not only is hands-on, keep them engaged, keep them interested, and give them choices, but it's going to help direct them in a career path as they move forward to that next stage in their lives, which is high school. So I want to thank all the partners and all the support, and the principal of James Madison Middle School, thank you so much for coming out tonight, and I hope you enjoy what you see.
I'm Damon Fleming, superintendent of Hopkins County Schools for about a month now. You know, a lot of this was the vision of Ms. Smith, and I'm glad she's able to join us today. I'm not a big speech maker, especially Friday at 4 p.m. It's been a long day, but you know, in Hopkins County Schools, one of the things we're going to talk about for the next 4 years is the great future start here. And what you're going to see today is an example of that. You're going to see where community leaders, industry leaders, and business leaders came together with the school district and are creating opportunities for students. And we're creating those great futures right here at James Madison and our other middle schools as well. You know, we have a lot of great things going on in Hopkins County. We have industry coming in, and we're wanting more industry come in. And our job as a school district is to partner with our civic leaders, our business leaders, to create opportunities for our students so they can enter that workforce and support our community and support these new businesses as well. So I just want to say thank you to everyone for being here today. Thank you for everyone that made this possible today, our business leaders and our civic leaders and industry leaders, because you really are creating great opportunities for our students, and we just thank you for that. Thank you all for being here.
All right, it's always fun to come back to these events. That's what a few of the board members said. How we get to see you again? I said, yes, I'm coming back. This is the fun stuff. So, anyway, it's great to be back with you all. It's just an honor and privilege always to represent Hopkins County Schools. And, you know, not only did we start in our strategic planning with Future Ready, we also focused on our why. And I want to thank the staff that I was surrounded by. I know Elena Lancaster and Dr. Andy Vulture were huge reasons why this is off the ground and running. I'll tell you. Because they really, really take their passion and they pay it forward for kids. And that's why we do what we do every single day. So I want to thank she and Dr. Belcher. He's not here today, but I know I'll be seeing him probably, you know, out and about. So I will tell him as well. But we also have heard about our deeper learning opportunities. And you'll see that on social media. You already have. We had a Vibrant Learning Experience PD here this summer that KDP sponsored. That was in the making when I was superintendent. And I know Wendy Mitchell and Elena both and Clarissa as instructional directors, they all work hard with our schools on that. And this is what it's all about. This is deeper learning opportunities that you're going to see in this classroom or these labs. And what we hope is that our students not only learn about opportunities for pathways and careers, not just what they want to do, but we want them to also determine what they don't want to do. That's pretty important too, you know? So I think starting younger is going to really help them as they get to the high school level, because they're going to already have some decisions made. And it's hard when you're leaving high school at 18 years old, some even at 17, and you're thinking, I don't know what I want to do for the rest of my life. Yeah. You know, I was lucky that I knew from the time I was a little girl what I wanted to do. But then I have a younger daughter who changed her major several times in college, and she's finally doing what she wants to do at 28, you know. And that's okay, too, because life's a journey. and we figure it out. Some of us, even when we're 40, we figure it out, right? So anyway, it's just always an honor to stand before you, and I'm excited to see the classroom again and to get to experience it with all of you all. I want to thank the board, too, because our visions wouldn't be possible without all of them as well. They support all of the crazy and wild ideas that I had as superintendent. I'm so thankful for that, because we've got to do what's best for kids so that we can make sure that we have all of our students are very successful, whether that's going to college. College is not for everybody. And I'm a huge proponent of that. You know what? It's not. A lot of times, the workforce industry is the way to go. And guess what? That's still a successful adult. And I'm so thankful for us thinking outside the box and paying it forward and seeing great things. So I'm going to come back when the class is open and kids are in it, and I want to visit the middle schools and see kids in those classrooms enjoying and being engaged. So thank you guys for having me.
So I'm not born and raised in Hopkins County. I came from Caldwell County, but there's a bunch of people back there. Y'all come up here. Miss Woodall, Chuck Shaw, please. But I was also one of those people when I graduated, like, oh, I'm never going back to my hometown. I'm going to move as far away as possible. But I'm very thankful that Hopkins County has become my home, 45 minutes from my hometown. And that's what I like to see. There are so many opportunities in Hopkins County and Madisonville for our students to come back and live, come back and work, and grow their family right here. So that was something I wanted to say. Like, we've all kind of been through that. I'm going to graduate high school and I'm moving as far away as possible. But we want our students to know that right here is the best place to live and grow your family. What you all will see today, James Madison, for the Paxton Patterson Career Lab, is also in all four of our middle school careers, or all four of our middle schools at West Hopkins, South Hopkins Middle, and Browning Springs Middle School. So today we're officially opening the doors of our Paxton Patterson Labs, and it would not be possible without the support of our board and the support of our sponsors and our partnerships. So first I want to recognize our sponsors. So J. Rogers Badgett Senior Foundation, Baptist Health Deaconess, West Area Health Education Center, Hopkins County Tourism, and Groves Electrical Services. So some of you will remember last fall, Devi, to attest to this, that Andy and I walked up to him, or called him and said, hey, can we sit down for lunch? And we pitched him this idea, like, this is what we want to do, we want a career lab. And he and Groves Electrical Services invested in us, sight unseen. Like, okay, we trust you, do it. And because of you and the other sponsors and KDE, we are making this vision possible. And I am more than excited, and I know that our sponsors and our supporters are as well. Ms. Smith, thank you for believing in me and trusting me. And Dr. Fleming, thank you for your support moving forward, knowing that career and technical education is so important in student achievement. And this is also making an investment of not just our students, but for our local industries. Another thing that Devi and I talked about is it's hard to find certain populations to fill their jobs. And it's also hard to find those people that have the skill set. Sometimes it's just the skill set to have a conversation or show up to work or to be able to use the tools on the job. Thank you all for all of your support and believe in us. So we're so incredibly grateful to Kentucky Department of Education for granting the waiver that is used for CTE supplemental for our high school programs and our career in tech to be used in the middle school. So because of that, and using your innovative ways and thinking of flexibility of how to use those funds, we're able to reach students at a much younger age, giving them those skills, letting them explore and understand maybe this isn't what I want to do, and that this is the path I want to go. So we're excited to see Mr. Tom Thompson and others from KDE to support us in this endeavor. And the next person I want to introduce, before I go to that, I wanted to thank the teachers and the principals, because they're the real MVP. They're the ones out there that are the hands and feet of this program, supporting it, leading it, believing in it, and then going to take it back to the kids. So thank you for that. I truly believe, like, this is it. This is the game changer. But Also, the person that really put it to life is Miss Christy Rogers. Christy is bringing our vision for the hands-on learning right here to Hopkins County, and she works with Paxton and Patterson, and it's a company that has helped create innovative learning environments across the country, and now it's right here in Hopkins County. So welcome, Christy, for just a minute. She wants to say a few words. And
your mother. Do you think you'd be twins? I'm a 32-year Kentucky educator. I'm retired from Bullitt County Public Schools and then 5 years in Jefferson County Public Schools. And I purchased Paxton Patterson in year 31 when I saw it, when I saw English second language kids plumbing or girls doing engineering or boys doing nursing. And I stood there and looked at it. I was at a national conference and we brought it back to Louisville, Kentucky. And when I retired, Paxton called and said, would you take care of Kentucky and Tennessee? And I'm here helping schools and superintendents live out this vision. So this is one lab with one teacher and a world of possibilities. There are 18 modules. They're called modules. Students will be in that lab in teams of two. They'll spend 10 days doing hands-on learning. Now, if you've been around middle schoolers, worksheets are a lot easier, right? But this is vibrant, hands-on, engaging learning. So when you walk, you're going to see just a little bit. You're going to see tools and arms and needles, and you're going to see vet dogs, and you're going to see design and marketing and culinary. So in this lab, you're looking at dentistry, nursing, sports medicine, and vet medicine. So students in this town will get 40 hours of hands-on. They will draw blood. They will do a surgical pack on that dog. They will do real, authentic work in the healthcare industry to decide, could this be for me? We are belief builders. We are building the belief, because if I believe I can, then maybe I'll choose that path, right? So we are helping young people take the next step. In the skilled trades, which there's such a demand for skilled trades, they will work on engines and energy and power. They will wire electrical circuits. They will plumb a plumbing sink and fix a heat trap and put the light bulb on. I call it husband 101. They're going to hang a shelf. They're going to tile a backsplash. They're going to fix a doorknob and a deadbolt. And you're all going to walk in there and you're all going to say, I wish I had this when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. It is amazing what they're really going to get to do. And there are over 60 more modules to choose from. And there's an elementary line and a high school line, and it just goes on and on and on. But Elena's leadership, you know, when she saw we worked on a quote together, and she looked at her and she said, I don't know, Christy. And she said, we're going to make some phone calls. And I think I was in the room when she called you. And she called me back and she said, we're going to get three more and four more and five more. And she has fought and scratched and dug to get 18 learning modules. That's 180 hours. Your sixth graders, your seventh graders, and your eighth graders will go into these labs and do hands-on learning. Telling you about nursing is one thing, but drawing blood or working on that item is totally different. And to see girls fix engines, if you're in the skilled trades industry, watch our girls come out and want to go to work for you. You're going to want to hire them. They're going to lead your companies. And boys in industry. One of our boys in Spencer County said, I've researched this, and nurses can work 14 days a month and golf. I think I'm going to nursing. And that's what we want to see, right? That's what we want to see. So they are getting exposure to act. This is true access and opportunity for all students. So congratulations to you. I think we'll go down to the lab in a moment, but we're going to be here every step of the way. Your teachers, thank you. They've spent 3 days trying to learn. So there's going to be one teacher in that room that has to learn about cosmetology and vet medicine and work on an engine and watch somebody cook, and that's all going to happen at one time. And it's going to be amazing. And after they have a semester under the belt, we're going to come back and do a best practice showcase and invite superintendents from all around this region to tour it to see it. This is a legacy piece for both superintendents. It's going to be amazing, and it's a game changer for this community. So congratulations. All right.
So I remember calling the principals and said, we need a dynamic teacher. And they went to work, got the best of the best. And I'm not so sure those teachers know what they signed up for. But I know the right people are in the right seats. I know the teachers, and I have full faith in them to lead this endeavor and this change. I didn't mention earlier that this is going to impact over 1,500 students in our district. So as Christy said, every 6th, 7th, and 8th grade student will walk through the doors of the Career Lab and have an opportunity at it. So this project isn't just purchasing equipment or putting in a lab. It's a game changer for career readiness and it's a springboard for our local industries and businesses to connect with their future employees. We're capable now of building a pipeline of classroom to careers, starting much earlier than we ever have before. And Christy sat down with me when we started looking at it and curated the modules to fit our pathways at high schools and the career labs, but also to fit the needs of our industry and our workforce. So we're blending the two together right here in the sixth grade in Hopkins County Schools, and I couldn't be more excited. So we're gonna conclude with a quick ribbon cutting with some of our key individuals, and as soon as that's over, we wanna invite you just to walk around, put your hands on it, see it, feel it, know what our students are gonna walk into. And because no great accomplishment is ever celebrated without something sweet, so make sure you get a piece of cake before you leave. All right, thank you very much for being here.
Go this way.
Follow Christine. We'll go with the picture of principals and teachers. And if you all want to follow, we want you in the picture.